This is an IELTS Energy bonus episode, how Anna got a 9 on IELTS speaking.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today's bonus episode, you're going to meet Anna, who got a 9 on the IELTS speaking exam, plus find out how she increased her writing score by a whole band point and a half. Listen up.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Maybe you can hear there's a little bit of laughter in my voice already. I am here with a special guest, Anna from Brazil, who just landed a 9 in speaking. So that's obviously the biggest reason why we're recording. But Anna, so we've had some technical issues leading up to this recording.
But now it's all good. We're going to do a great recording now.
Yes, it's all good. It's all good. We figured it out. Listeners, man, sometimes technology just gets in the way of the easiest things. And you know what? That also happens with our IELTS test prep sometimes, right? Like, sometimes you just feel like no matter how hard you want something, there's always something in your way. Like, there's something preventing you from getting that 7 or getting that the highest score to get the express entry like Anna's getting so she can move to Canada. All right, so let's back up a little bit. Anna, would you like to introduce yourself, please?
So first of all, thank you, Jessica, for having me here, even with all the technical difficulties.
I know, so funny. My pleasure.
I would like to tell our listeners that I was born and raised in Brazil in a small town about 2 hours from São Paulo city. But I've been in Canada for 5 years now. So I think the exposure to an English culture for quite a while now, I did university here, has contributed a lot to my speaking level and the other areas as well.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you can't compare any sort of preparation with immersing yourself in the target language, but not only that, the target culture. So that's a key here, right?
Yes.
Anna, what do you enjoy about the target culture? Like, what do you think, what have you gotten into that is interesting or passionate for you? That's English, yeah, but I mean, it's for pleasure. It's not just for IELTS. So what are you into English-wise?
Reading. I was always into reading before. And as soon as I started this, even when I was a teenager back home and when I started taking English courses, one of my very good first English teachers told me we were going to do a book project this semester. So it's to encourage everybody in the class to read a book. And that's when I read my first totally in English book. So that was just one book after another. And I recommend our listeners to start doing that. Even if get a book that you already read, so you know the story. So don't worry about not following everything. Stop for looking at the dictionary at every single word you don't know because you never finished the book. Until this day, I get words that I'm not entirely sure where they are. But I go on and I keep on reading. And some of them I will look later if I think they would add on or not.
I mean, heck, I still come to words I don't know. You know, and I've been reading in English my whole life. So luckily I have a Kindle. So I have this e-reader. And so because I read lots of sci-fi, and sci-fi authors love to use like the most archaic, hard
fantasy. So I know the feeling.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they create these whole worlds, and they also sort of can pick and choose this new language that they're creating as well. So I'm reading a book now, this like sci-fi book from 1969, and I've had to use the dictionary on my Kindle like 3 times because I have never seen this word before, which is weird for me. But anyway, it does happen. So the advice you're giving our listeners, like, this is advice that teachers give students all the time. Like, reading is one of the best habits you can possibly engender in yourself or create in your life that's going to help you not only on IELTS, of course, but to get into that target culture and to really understand what are native speakers thinking about? Like, what do they do?
Yeah, you know? So for me, I think it was like reading was one of a big keys that I've always enjoyed. And I also like movies. But
ooh, what sort of movies do you like, Anna?
About anything. But to be honest, my favorite type of musicals, movies are musicals. So the whole music with the movie, the singing and dancing, that's like really exciting for me.
Okay, but that would help a lot. Yeah.
But the most important thing that I, as a student, did was to take the subtitles away. So,
okay. Yeah.
A lot of the times I started with the English subtitles, and then I noticed that English subtitles, yeah, great, another test for reading.
Yeah, that's true, but
so
I took them out
and focused on the listening aspects of it.
When you get to a certain level, yes, but I mean, like you said, you did have the subtitles
in the beginning.
It is a process. I mean, it frustrates me sometimes when I hear teachers tell students like, never watch a movie with the subtitles. That's not listening practice. But you know what? Like if you're of a pre-intermediate level or an intermediate level, you need that to understand what you're listening to. So it's just another tool.
As well, a mix of both.
Yeah, so definitely.
Try first, watch it without it. See if you get it.
Definitely.
What did you get it? And then do with the subtitles and pick it up. What do you miss?
Exactly. So I think I have a YouTube video about that, about how to use movies to improve your English. And that's one of the activities. It's like, you're going to watch this movie 3 times. So you better choose something that you're interested in. And like the first time you watch it with subtitles, the second time, no subtitles, the third time, just enjoy it because you understand it now. Okay. So I think we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves because we're talking about how you got the high scores, but we haven't actually talked about your scores yet.
Yeah.
Hi guys, Jessica here. Just a reminder, if you want to start preparing with the best and clearest and most simple strategies for your IELTS exam, please join us today in the 3 Keys IELTS system. You can access that by going to allearsenglish.com/keys. That's allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
So, okay, Anna, tell us, what were your IELTS scores before getting into the 3 Keys IELTS course, and what were your scores after?
So, I took the IELTS for the first time in December before the course. I used to listen to your podcast a few times, but not the actual course. And then I got 8 in all the categories except the writing, where I got a 6.
Oh my gosh, getting a 6 in writing of your level. How did you feel about that?
I felt awful, but I knew it from the test that I thought, I'm confident with my English. I'm just going to go for it.
Yeah.
And then I was not ready to do those 2 essays in an hour.
And this is,
I ran out of time.
Yeah, and this is, you know, we've said it on the podcast before, and maybe our listeners will believe us. I think sometimes people don't believe me when I say that native speakers or people of very advanced English levels do not score well on the writing test all the time. I mean, it's a very unique It's a unique hour, right?
Yes,
you're never
going to
have an hour like this.
I took 2 English courses in university here.
Right?
And I passed them. And I was like,
oh, that must be crazy. Okay, so like you saw that 6 in your writing and you thought, all right,
okay, now we need to know about
focus. Okay, cool. Okay, so those were your scores pre-3 Keys IELTS. What were your scores after?
So then I got an improvement in all the areas.
Awesome.
Yeah, my writing, which was the biggest one I wanted to improve, went from a 6 to a 7.5.
Whoa, awesome. 7.5, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and then both the reading and listening went up to 8.5.
Okay.
And to my surprise, my speaking got you up to a 9.
That's incredible. What? I don't think this is...
This doesn't happen very often. I thought, oh, maybe they did a typo or something when I saw the results online. And I was like, oh, no, let me get the actual paper. I only believed when I got the actual paper saying...
Right, of course.
9.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay, so we've talked a little bit about the ways you prepared for the reading and the listening. So it's that extra outside reading that gives you the level. But obviously, I mean, there were some testing strategies from the course that moved those grades up as well.
Yes.
Okay,
I would definitely say so, because I think throughout the entire course, it helped me focus on what the exam wanted out of me. Was not a matter for me to like, oh, you know English. No, you need to know what the exam wants from you. So the course was able to focus me. So I would really pay attention to certain styles of questions. So I think that's how I managed to move up the reading and listening scores up by focusing on like questions that are the same order.
Yeah.
Questions that are out of order. So I didn't know about those things before. The true, false, not given.
Yeah.
Probably the first score were all wrong.
That messes everyone up. It really doesn't make a lot of sense. Like you need these like super simple strategies to tackle like those questions and the matching headings. Even native speakers get the matching headings wrong because they don't realize how simple it is.
Yes.
Really, like it should be like super easy. Okay. All right. So let's talk about the speaking. You moved from an 8, which is, I mean, already flipping amazing. But to a 9. Okay. So can you think of, you know, just a couple tips? Maybe you got from our course or maybe, you know, we had like a last minute VIP session before you took the test. What do you think helped you the most on test day to get that 9?
I think it's something that you guys talked on the course about being yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can see, I'm a very talkative person. I like to talk about anything. And I let the examiner know of that. I even mentioned to the examiner as the one of the first few questions, like the first part of the speaking test, that I was I thought I was talking for too long. And then I was like, please let me know if you want me to stop, because I can go on forever.
You know what? It might, like, that sentence right there in part one, it would be so natural and such a genuine way of communication that right there you moved the examiner up into, like, the 7, 8, 9 category. Like, just right with that sentence. So, like you said, be yourself, but also, I think a lot of our strategies come down to be honest as well.
Yeah, although for the second part, that be honest didn't fully come true, because when they asked me the question, oh, describe a time when you were outside and you saw a beautiful sky, I was like,
I hate those questions.
I don't go camping as often as you guys here. It's not within my nature to do that. And I was like, what am I going to say on this? And I just went on. I thought about a camping story, and I just made up a story on the spot.
So, yeah, I mean, okay, so our idea of, like, the being honest thing, that comes to when you're anxious and worried. Like, that's when you're going to be honest. That's when you're going to use phrases like, I'm so sorry, my mind just went blank, I'm super nervous right now. Or, like, what you said, like, just tell me if I'm going on for too long. So I think that's when that strategy comes in handy. But, I mean, we also encourage our students to lie, like, all the time. And you know what? You're not going to be able to make up stories unless you read. That's where this comes full circle.
I definitely think, and as well, later on the test, it started with the whole thing about stars, and then it went on to a more science fiction level. Even we had a little question about Star Wars.
No way.
Yes, I was asked why did I think Star Wars movies were popular?
That is a really cool IELTS question.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh my goodness, I'm a huge fan, but I've never gave much thought about why they were popular.
Yeah, right? Well, who does really? Either you like them or you don't.
Exactly.
And that's really as far as you go.
Like, oh, maybe it's like the whole concept of living in a different planet and traveling to other stars and constellations. The universe out there is too big for it to be just us over here.
Well, I think you were able to work in a lot of impressive vocabulary in talking about Star Wars.
Yeah.
Okay, so last thing, let's talk about the writing, because I think a lot of our listeners will be in this same boat, you know, like no matter how hard you try, how prepared you feel, you go in and then you get your test, your results back, and it's a 5.5. It's a 6. And you did not expect that, right? So what changed? What brought you up to that 7.5?
I think it's what we talked on the VIP lesson. It's knowing the tone, which is something I didn't know about that before.
Okay, so to explain that to our listeners, what is that?
Especially in my letter, I did the general testing for to have an idea, and I was faced with a formal letter, but I used quite a few informal words in my formal letter.
Yep.
So
yeah. I remember.
That was one of the mistakes. And as well,
and that's huge, you guys. That tone, I mean, that's going to affect your vocabulary and your task achievement. So if you have the wrong tone, if you're too informal or too formal, if it's not appropriate, it knocks those scores down to 5s. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah. So was that another one was vocabulary as well.
Uh-huh.
So I kept on constantly watching to not repeat myself.
Yeah, good.
And I also think that helped too with the word count. So as I was trying to not repeat myself and I didn't know exactly synonym for the word I wanted, I would just go on and do this huge long sentence to kind of say the same thing. So that might have helped.
That's paraphrasing. For sure. That's a really good point, actually. So because we always tell our students when you paraphrase, it's not about using fancy words. It's just about using different words. And your ability to communicate the idea that one word can in, say, 4 words, for example, like it's that communicative ability, that vocabulary, that vocab flexibility that the examiner is looking for that high score, not just fancy words. So I'm really glad you said that. Okay. So that's task 1. What about task 2? What did you do right on task 2?
I think some of the things are the same, and as well throughout both tests, the timing, because that was something that messed me up the first time.
Uh-huh.
This time I had a plan. I follow the 3 keys thing. I did my planning and I had my points and then I started writing and I still left a few minutes to go over and catch some. I caught some spelling mistakes that if I
there you go.
Hadn't in time, I wouldn't have caught them. And
yeah.
And as well, I changed some words that I thought, oh, maybe I can change this word and put something more fancier over here.
Okay. I could not be more pleased. That doesn't communicate the feeling. I could not be more ecstatic at how your explanation of your experience reflects the strategies from the course. I mean, it's just directly just matching. That's why you proofread, so you can improve your vocab score. And that's exactly what happened in your case. So,
yes.
Yay! Okay, so guys, to sum up, yes, Anna's in Canada already. You know, she's taken classes in university and passed them. She's had this extra habit of reading in English for a long time. All of these things, of course, helped her to get high scores for sure. But she wouldn't have been able to get that 9 in speaking, that 7.5 in writing, seen an increase in all her scores without the testing strategies. So I could not have explained any of this better myself, Anna. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
It was so awesome to talk to you. And I really hope that that your story inspires some of our listeners and gives them clues on how they could use their time more intelligently, more efficiently. So awesome. And congratulations.
Thank you.
Canada.
Yes. Canada, here I come.
Yeah, here I say. There you go. All right. Well, thank you so much, Anna, and have a wonderful rest of the evening.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.